Thank you very much. Thank you for coming out tonight. If anybody here doesn't know a member of my family, thank you especially for coming out tonight. Little bit like my bar mitzvah, which I didn't have, so this is kind of a great opportunity for me. I'll read from Deuteronomy. What we'll do is I'll read a little bit from this book, and then, or another book if people prefer, and then if people have questions, great, we can talk about whatever is on people's minds. Often it's about writing or reading or this book or other books I've written or other books I just like. This book is called Angelica, and it is a little bit hard to describe. It's the same events retold four times. So the structure of the book is... Oh, that wasn't a popular starting point. Okay, let me start again. This is a child-friendly book about babies and things that... All right. It's not that child-friendly to start with. The same events are retold four times from different points of view, and with each shift in perspective, the rules of the book sort of change. So the first part is a ghost story. It's based on classical Victorian ghost stories like Mary Shelley's Frankenstein or Dracula or Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. The second part of the book is told from the point of view of a spiritualist who has been called in to rid the house of these ghosts. And then it shifts from a ghost story to more of a psychotherapy story. The third part is told from the point of view of the man of the house who has no interest in ghosts, and it's more of a story of a marriage in trouble. And the fourth part of this is the recollections of a child grown up thinking back on these events that happened to her family. So I'll start with the first part, and we'll open from there. If you don't like Victorian literature or Victorian language, now's a good time to realize you got to get out of here. I will save the British accent. I will not bother you with that. But just to give a flavor of the book, we'll just open from the beginning.